Many observers of today's election of a Johannesburg mayor thought that it might go to a second round of voting, that none of the three candidates from the ANC, the DA or the EFF would get a majority, so 50% plus at least one in the first round of voting, but they were proven wrong because Jeff Makubo of the ANC was elected the mayor in the first round. Got 137 votes to the DA's 101 and the EFF's 30. And Tagwana Ngatane of Eyewitness News on the line to us now. Good afternoon. It looks then as if all of the minority parties in the council voted with the ANC.
Well, not only that, but that also some members of the DA, at least two, may have voted for the ANC. And this is an issue that the DA's regional chair, Mike Moriarty, speaking to us just now, says is disappointing, because as the DA, they believe that that means that those members have sold the soul of the DA that was that proved itself through Herman Mashaba, that it had brought reforms into Johannesburg and that there was no more looting. But he says the looting will begin again, as they usually talk about the ANC. John?
And is there, it's very early at the moment, but is there any indication of what kind of promises the ANC made to the IFP and the other minority parties to get them on the ANC side in the vote?
Well, at this point in time, we don't know. We have yet to find out what it was exactly that stole the ANC, because as you remember, last week when the ANC announced Jeff Makubo as its candidate, the EFF made a quick about turn to say that it wasn't even considering voting for Jeff Makubo. So probably the reason why you saw the EFF today, all 30 of its votes going to its candidate, Musa Novela. So we still have yet to find out what was said. However, as I say, the DA is saying that some of its members who have likely voted for the ANC will not be victimized, but the DA's regional leadership saying that perhaps they should go to their consciences and decide that they have worked against the DA and therefore resign. But I think, John, if you look at this, other people are already attributing this to the recent changes in the DA. And, of course, this is the election of Helen Zille, or her incarnation into the party, and what that represents. And perhaps some are saying that that resulting in the exit of both Lucy Maimane and Herman Mashaba here in Johannesburg could probably be what the results of what we are seeing today.
And I suppose we'll get a sense of a payback once Mayor Makuba announces his mayoral committee. We'll see how many of the minority parties that voted with the ANC are rewarded with MAKO posts.
That is possible. And one of the things that might happen as early as today, actually, because council is going back into session now, the ANC has promised that it now wants a vote of no confidence in the Speaker, Vasco da Gama. So we'll see if that goes ahead today. And another motion of no confidence that we are expecting to see is in Tswane, John. So the DA really grappling with control of Gauteng.
And now, yes, the ANC has a bigger share of the vote than the DA, but the fact that Makubo has been made the mayor doesn't mean that governance is going to be easy, because they still don't have an absolute majority. They still do need the support of all the minority parties in order to get any motions passed through council. So it's not as if we're going into a period of stability.
Not quite. And if you look at it in terms of numbers, you're looking at 121 seats to the ANC. And if they are, and this is the concern that the EFF was actually raising earlier on before the vote started, and because the legal opinion that came said you can count a majority on valid votes. So if one party had abstained from voting and you got a majority calculated on a minority of the number of councillors here, it would mean that that mayor would not enjoy the support of the actual majority of the total numbers of councillors. So the EFF was saying that what happens in a situation where that particular mayor now wants to pass a budget, and they don't have the number. So that's the kind of scenario I think that we find ourselves in here now. So the ANC might have to find itself in a similar situation with the DA when it won in 2016, where it goes into voting arrangements as opposed to a coalition. But all of that will unfold in the next day or two.
Indeed, that will unfold. Tukwana Ngatane of Eyewitness News, thank you very much. And what the EFF did was they decided on a case-by-case basis whether they were going to add their 30 votes to the DA votes to get a motion passed or not passed. And most of the time, they did side with the DA, and they attributed that to the fact that Herman Mashaba listened to them. And he took on board their concerns, and he made sure that their concerns were at least reflected in the motions that were before the council. And so one doesn't know whether the ANC has an agreement with the minority parties that they will, that in return for Mako posts, they will constantly vote with the ANC, whether again it's going to be on a case-by-case basis. So, because the ANC is bigger than the DA in the council, the chances of stability, not good governance, or governance with ethics and integrity, that's not improved, but the possibility of governance with stability is slightly improved by the fact that they do have control over a greater number of seats, but it's still a very unstable environment.